With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone. And welcome to a very special live edition of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Where we're going to ask the important questions, like how would you curse a small village in the UK?
Obviously, it's a classic situation.
Yeah.
We've wronged the village.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, whatever means, pissing, shitting, whatever it was.
Yeah. Making out with their cows. Yeah. And once again, they have grabbed us all by the scruff of their neck, our neck.
And they
have turfed us out of the gate.
Tied us to a mule and shipped us off. And as we leave, we scream a curse back into the village and they suffer monumentally.
And they say, somehow this is probably still better than having those three Australian fuckheads living in our town.
Yes. So, I think the best way to curse a small village, especially one in the UK, is, so I think that anything with genitals.
Bad start.
Awesome start.
Should have human genitals. But proportional to the thing that has genitals.
So like a tiny little bee dick.
Yeah. So like a bee will have like a little bee dick and a bee pussy.
Okay.
You go on down, you're walking your dog and wobble. Look at that. It has a human dick on a dog.
We forgot to make this show 18 plus, so if you're underage, sorry. There's nothing we can do now.
How long do you reckon till you notice the human dick on a dog?
Instantly, I reckon.
Like if you went down, you're like, oh, that's a cute dog.
Oh.
That's a human dick.
Well, it doesn't really sheathe, so it would just be dangling. Especially, like, if you got, like, a wiener dog, it'd just be dragging.
So, hang on, I need to clarify.
Yeah.
Is it a human wiener and always the size of a human wiener or a human pussy?
Yeah.
Or, so is it like, say, like a bird lands on my car, are they leaving a greasy dick mark as they fly?
Are we taking the average dick length or pussy length?
Yeah. Or is it like if it's a bee, it's got a tiny little bee penis?
Yeah. Well, again, you imagine if like you were the size of a bee, the size of your dick on that
little.
Bee.
But then the lady bees probably have little pussies, so it works out.
in the human world, like there would be variations.
Yeah.
So you'd have like well hung bees.
Okay. That bee's like, packing heat, damn.
I don't know.
That's me saying that into a bush. Yeah. And you're like, Jackson, get your head out of it.
I'm like, bucket fanny dogs.
It's really bad to imagine a bunch of birds flying overhead with their dicks just flopping in the breeze.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, it's, and you're thinking like, of course, there's like, you know, there's animals.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what
my line goes first.
You know, you're seeing, but then like there's like creatures of the sea. So you can imagine some
fish
sort
dicks.
Of like fish with a human penis.
I
human
can't
pussy.
Stop imagining them being human size and then imagining like a shell with just a dick coming out instead of...
If that makes it easier to imagine, then yes.
Okay. That's going to help me, I think.
Okay. So now we have a bee with mostly a penis or just a hanging
Yeah, course. But think about if it's proportionate.
Yeah.
And this is where the curse becomes worse or awesome, depending on who you are. Worse... Awesome.
Yeah.
When you start thinking, because you're thinking small.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, like a small, yeah.
Think big.
Yeah.
Not many elephants in the village, though. Yeah.
What about horses?
What about horses? Horses already have huge dicks.
Yeah, but now they're human dicks.
Mm. Yeah.
Because also a horse.
Yes.
Also a horse
sheathes
its dick.
Yeah.
If it's a human dick.
It's not.
It's not. So it's just there.
Yeah.
Is this a curse?
And balls.
Is this bad?
What do you mean?
What's bad about this?
Okay, I'm also imagining, because again, you're thinking animals, right?
Yeah.
But also like, a lot of, say, plants, trees.
Where on a tree is a pussy?
Have genitals. Well, this is the thing. Yeah, so when you
sniff a flower, just put my nose right in it.
Well, because
comes out a little wet on the tip.
I'm not saying that like everything has to fuck the site, like you know, like a human.
This rolls.
So, yeah. So like you have the flower there, which is now just a pussy. But then like if you have like pollen allergies,
does it still smell like a flower?
Depends what the kind of flower.
Though, so like a daisy.
Yeah. It would still smell like a flower.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
I can imagine just like a bunch of like, you know, you have male trees and you have female trees. And say the male trees would just have like floppy wangs until it was like in season. And then the pollen would just shoot.
Oh, they jizz the pollen out of the tree.
It's fine.
It's pollen. Whatever.
Well, hang on. No, because wouldn't the bee have to fuck the tree pussy to then...
This village fucking rules. If I'm watching a bee just go to town on a flower, because that's what they're doing, really.
Yeah.
You're saying the quiet part loud. That's all that's happening.
Would a bee would be going to like a tree dick, kind of like rubbing the head, getting it and like the pollen or whatever, grabbing it, going to a tree pussy and just like shoving it in.
Is it pollen or is it jizz?
It would be pollen.
So it's jizzing pollen?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all right. I was just imagining, you know, bees have the little pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Just collecting jizz.
Just like weighing them down, just dripping from the heavens.
So who came here to see a pop culture podcast? And are you regretting your decisions right now? Yes. Yeah, imagine being in this.
But it doesn't affect me. But it doesn't. Like, the only time it gets... Like, when's it affecting me?
Well, here's the thing, Jackson. It doesn't affect us in any of these situations because we are cursing the village.
I'm just imagining, I don't know, if we have, like a bug problem. So, you're like a moth night, for example.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And there, you go out and then suddenly you get, like, moths with giant, like, dicks and pussies slamming
into
lights.
Like, one of the
dog rolls over is like, rub my belly.
And then...
The dog's talking! Was that part of the curse?
Rub my belly.
Well, is this the human dick gave him the power of speech?
Rub my belly.
No, you got a human dick. You're yuck now.
I hate you. No, Jackson, that's just the one dog that can talk. It's the one dog that talks and hates you.
Why does he want me to rub his belly? He's going to bite me. It's a trap.
I'm not going to bite you. Just rub my belly.
Yeah.
I think you're going to bite me.
No! I would never! What?
I knew it.
I'm also trying to think, because there's like other things like in the world we call like, you know, the male, like power leads, for example. Like a male power lead and a female.
This rules!
And so if they all just turned into like human genital...
Let me just plug in my fan and I just shove a penis into a pussy in the wall.
Yeah. Why do I keep making good curses?
I love this.
I think it would be bad, but I'm not Jackson.
This just became my paradise.
Yeah, I'm just giving
genital
you another,
heaven.
Like, yeah, I'm just giving you another outlet to fuck. Really.
Yeah, absolutely. I could fuck my house.
Yeah.
And get electrocuted.
I guess because it's thinking you're a cord.
Yeah, okay. Well, I could fuck my house and die.
you can do that now.
Great news, buddy.
I can't fuck my house and die now.
Yes, you could.
Talk me through it. Step one.
Okay. All right.
Step one, you got to
find a hole.
Get a power outlet. Rip it off.
Yeah.
Exposed wires.
Go in there. Fair enough. You're right. I could fuck my house and die.
Yeah.
Why is it bad, Dusha? Talk me through it.
Well, I just feel like that it would be... I do agree in a fucked up way that after a period of time...
You just get used to it.
Wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
Because much like if you are just exposed to a situation that's just like a lot of naked things.
Yeah. Like a lot of naked people all at once.
Yeah. At first, as someone that's not a nudist, you'd go there and be like, whoa. But then after like 15 minutes, you'd be like, all right, it's normal now. I've seen like nude running races in real life. Yeah. At first you're like, whoa, a lot of naked people. But then you're like, No, oh, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, just
yeah, like the fun. First 3 minutes of seeing like naked skydiving, it's pretty funny. But yeah. Like minute four, you're like, oh, it's
yeah, who cares?
Yeah, this is boring now.
Yeah, the dick's flapping, it's funny for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I will say though, like plugging like a power cord into a wall and it being a penis and a vagina, that will probably be weird for a while.
It's going to take a bit to normalize that.
What if it makes, for you. Like, makes the sounds as well? Like a...
What? Who's groaning? Of course it's making the sound. You think it's just going to be a click? Nonsense.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's something about fucking people don't talk about. Yeah. You take the noises, you take the smell away, it's bad.
Yeah, what if they all smell like human genitals as well?
Are they clean?
Yeah, well, they're dogs and like squirrels and raccoons or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Well, also, you got to imagine, like, for a horse, that's going to be pretty depressing.
What, to have a little human penis?
Like, dragging on the ground.
How big is it?
I imagine. You...
Well, it's the same size, proportion.
As the horse?
No!
A horse's dick is already huge.
Yeah.
If you make it a human dick, it doesn't suddenly drag on the ground.
No, but it would. It sits.
Unless they're massive for some reason.
Okay, what about, like, I don't know, like a squirrel or something?
Well, then it's got a tiny little squirrel dick. It's no concern of mine.
Well, imagine it'd be proportional, be hanging down and, like, again, scraping on the
floor.
How
big, say a squirrel's as big as this pitcher of water.
Yeah.
In fact, that's a good, excellent example. How big is the dick?
Like what? Like
oh, who cares? Inch?
Like just
an inch
just,
is nothing.
Just all right,
dragging on gravel.
Look, Zamek, clearly
it's bad for the squirrel. Yeah.
Getting all the gravel like caught in its foreskin.
Yeah, that's terrible for the squirrel.
It's gonna be like ripped up.
But for me, Jackson Bailey,
but a good place to store its nuts. Yeah. No, I'm back on side.
So, Jackson, clearly this is awesome for you.
Yeah,
which is bad for us. But what would have to be? What is something that would wreck this paradise for you? I guess, like.
I reckon seeing two dogs going at human style would fuck me up.
I think if the genitals are all human proportion, that makes it worse. Because imagine a horse with a tiny human dick.
Why is less dick upsetting you more?
Because a horse would be depressed.
Jackson's like, all of these dicks and pussies, they rule. But that sad horse, that's wrecked my life.
Would there be a scale, though? Because, like, you imagine, say...
I fuck my house every night, but this sad horse has really put me through it.
It's put me off my game.
Like, you imagine, like, say, a Chihuahua to, like, a Great Dane.
Yeah.
Right, and the scale of dog. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's going to be, like, the Chihuahua with a human penis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's, like, well oversized, tripping over. He doesn't know what's going
that's
on.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Pretty funny.
He's basically resting on top of it.
Here's something that would be bad. Because if your dick's that big, you get an erection, you die.
Yeah, yeah.
All the blood in your body goes
solid.
Well,
I imagine we, like, it's...
I hope my dog doesn't get horny. Would become a more common phrase than it is now.
Oh, shit, they're horny all the time.
Hey, where's Bobby the dog? Got a boner, died.
Got too horny.
Well, I imagine because there's magic involved, you just kind of give that dog more blood, yeah?
Does that mean if the dog got a boner, he'd flip up like an owl?
Yeah, you're like, you're slamming into a wall or something. You spring-loaded Chihuahua, that's pretty good. I think that, like, that's great. And then you look at, like, a Great Dane, and you're like, oh, look at his little tiny dick.
Imagine watching a pelican walk around with a big erect dick.
Yeah.
That would be horrible.
Why is that bad, but everything else rules?
It's because of the way a pelican walks.
What is wrong with
you? What about like a duck treading water?
The dick floating behind it?
Yeah.
That's good again. Because pelicans are already threatening. Big erect dick. Terrible.
Could a bumblebee still fly?
No.
Could a bird
You'd just
still
be like,
fly?
Why is that dick vibrating? Anybody else hear a brrr? I think it's that dick. Like, oh, there's a little bumblebee just resting where the pews would go.
Like where a bunch of bees are trying to get into its hive. There'd be a traffic jam at the front. Just trying to squeeze in.
Watching
a lot of severed dicks.
An anthill just explode with penises and vaginas.
Yeah.
I guess it's pretty bad. But still on the whole good.
Okay, if... the ability to fuck your house is taken out of the equation. How do you feel about this?
Am I still plugging in a penis to a vagina to power my electronics?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. Yeah.
You got to kind of like lube up your leads.
Don't bit.
How else are you going to lube it up?
You get a lube from the electronics store. Now. That's how it works.
All right. Well, I would say that's a bad curse. But
I think so too.
Maybe not everyone.
Because again, it's like, how would you get rid of that curse / would you?
You probably wouldn't bother, right? But tell me how, okay, aside from it being upsetting, tell me how this affects...
Apart from being bad, how
well, actually,
bad?
How does it affect your day-to-day life?
Well, okay, so here we go. Plugging something in would actually be harder now because you'd have to get the power, like the lead erect.
Yeah, you're just going to give it a little... give it a little lick and then...
Give it a quick suck before you jam it into the wall.
You quickly suck off the lid and rub the wall.
Yeah, no worries. I'm just going to charge my phone.
You get distracted, it comes in your mouth and then it gets floppy again. You got to wait half an hour or whatever.
Yeah, no worries, I'm just charging the phone. Never mind, it'll be a little bit longer. Got to give it 15 minutes before we can try again.
You plug in the trailer to your car by fucking your car. Tell me this isn't the best town on the planet.
Like anything with like a latch or something just becomes extremely
sexual. Exactly. You close your gate by tucking a penis into a vagina.
So like, you push it down, it springs in.
It's a wet place now.
It's a very wet place. Humid, I would say.
Yeah.
It's getting very close to just like a wet meat hell.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of things would be fleshy.
Yeah.
Stop being so happy about this.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, this is my paradise. When I die, I hope this is my heaven. I'm Jackson Bailey and I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
I like genitals. What can I say? Yeah.
What if we made like a lot of things genitals? Like I'm imagining like a lot of fences. Because they're easy to kind of imagine.
Is this like everybody thinks like, oh, it's just that dogs have human penises now. And then you wake up in the morning and you're like, hey, hon, the door's a vagina.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of got to like...
Am I going through it or birthed into the world?
Yeah.
Every morning.
Well, you kind of birth through from your door, like your bedroom into the lounge.
Can I leave? Like if I live in the village, can I just go?
Would you want to?
I wouldn't. But apparently people hate this.
Yeah, but I guess like the city gate would be one big like pussy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, fair. Mm-hmm. I still think it's good personally.
I think what would happen is that most people would leave Jackson dead from fucking too much.
Jizzed out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess the way you'd lift the curse would be, I guess, pleasure the town to orgasm?
I am going to lift the curse and then be so sad. Everyone's going to be like, thank you, Jackson, and I'm just weeping.
Alternatively, abstain for a year.
Imagine, okay, so the entryway, like the big archway to the town village, clearly the town's pussy.
Yeah,
What would be the town's dick?
The exit out.
Exit out?
Easy.
The town's nuss.
Are there anuses as well?
Yeah, dude.
Well, yeah.
This town just got a whole lot cooler.
Well, okay. Look, what if we up the ante of this? Because clearly...
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Every time I up it, he's having a good time.
I think, and because the way our curses have worked before,
is
obviously day one, it's bad. And then it slowly gets worse and worse and worse until everyone's in actual hell and we feel bad about what we've done.
Yeah.
But we don't undo the curse. We're off drinking tea in Hawaii. I don't know.
Oka's famous tea drinking.
They love it. I was going to say beer, and I knew that Jackson would be like, I'm actually allergic to beer. And I'd be like, I don't want to have this conversation again. It makes me really bloated.
It's crazy. You just had that conversation in your head.
Yeah.
Had it so many times. Anyway, so what if it starts and, all genitals become human genitals?
Yeah.
And then, as time moves on, maybe after the first week, then things that are like phallic-shaped just become...
Yeah.
Human genitals.
Anything that's phallic becomes a penis. Anything that's yonic becomes a pussy.
Yeah.
All right. Does my eyes become like a little pussy?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Okay. Dick tongue.
All right.
Okay.
Dick nose, dick tongue.
But pussy
mouth,
nostrils.
Pussy eyes, pussy nostrils. Anus ears.
Everything really can be categorized as yonic or phallic, huh?
I love
and
this
we
town,
are.
But I'm no longer sent. I'm just a writhing mass of genitals in the middle of the town. That's what's happened to me.
Your arms, but then your fingers.
My body could be phallic, if I stand up straight. So,
a cylinder, right? It is both phallic and yonic at the same time.
That's easy. It would just be a dick with a pussy on top.
Hiya.
Yeah, that's simple.
Maybe this is like the opposite.
Oh, yeah. And also,
this is a blessing, right?
Somebody yelled, can I leave? Absolutely. You paid for a ticket. You can leave whatever you want.
Yeah.
No refunds.
All right. So, this is how I'd curse the village. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't need any more help, but I think at random times throughout the day, maybe just once a day, For 2 hours, they hear me go, reverso mode. And then everything in the town reverses for the last 2 hours. No, sorry, goes opposite.
What do you...
Wait, what?
What do you mean goes opposite?
Well, everything that is one way goes the other way.
What do you mean?
Heads become asses, feet become hands.
For
doors
an hour?
Doors become windows for 2 hours.
2 hours.
The ground becomes the sky.
So we...
Everyone water just... becomes fire.
So immediate... Okay, so what
eyes happens... become lips.
Eyes are the opposite of lips.
What's the opposite of eyes then?
No
exactly.
Eyes.
Exactly.
So this is what happens. Down, reverso mode. Everyone immediately dies.
Oh yeah, the opposite of alive is dead.
But then the opposite of dead is alive.
Oh,
so
no.
The graveyard is a happening place.
Your eyes become lips, become eyes, become lips. It just keeps flipping.
So
down becomes up, inside out becomes outside in.
I don't know what you mean.
Hats become shoes.
Dogs become cats. Cat yeah. becomes a bird.
Yeah. Tell me a thing, I'll tell you what the opposite of it is.
So okay, are you okay, all right, so there's a guy. Just
yeah.
we'll have one person
yep.
In the middle of town square. Reverso mode happens. What happens to that guy?
Yeah, what?
Okay.
Take me through one person.
A guy standing in the street, not holding anything, just standing there.
Wearing a hat, yep. a t-shirt, jeans, underwear, shoes.
Yeah.
All right, just say, yeah, okay. Myself, oh, no, JD, because he's got a hat on.
Okay, Joel Dusha specifically.
Yeah.
First of all, inside out, okay?
Okay, this sucks okay. immediately. Yeah, just so, yeah. I don't know why I stood up. You can all see what I look like now. Just in case you hadn't noticed before.
So when you say he's inside out, so he's...
Okay, let's go from the top down.
Okay.
Hat becomes shoes. He's got shoes in his head, hats on his feet.
Okay.
Head becomes ass. Okay. Ass poking out the top, head poking out the bottom.
Okay.
No cheeks anymore, I guess.
All right.
Shoulders become hips.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Neck becomes, let's say, wiener. T-shirt becomes jacket.
I wasn't wearing a jacket.
But it becomes a jacket.
No, but the opposite of a t-shirt is a jacket.
That is, okay, that is not true.
No.
Nipples become nuts. Dick becomes butthole.
But dick became...
No, your head became your butt cheeks.
Oh, okay.
Wait, but my neck became a dick. You said wiener
yeah,
before.
Yeah, but your dick, where your dick currently is, becomes a butthole.
Yeah.
So you got ass cheeks on top, butthole.
How are these the opposites?
Legs become arms, arms become legs, obviously fingers, toes. Then you fly up into the sky because I'm dead.
Okay, where's his tongue?
Tongue becomes... I don't know what tongue becomes. Tongue becomes teeth.
Okay.
Teeth become tongues.
And you said inside out.
Yeah.
So he becomes kind of like a meat man.
Yeah.
So all these terrible things happen.
It's inside.
Then he becomes like a meat
man. It's happening inside him, yeah.
So,
and then he flies up into the sky.
And dies because I'm currently alive.
The ground becomes the sea.
What?
And then you fly up into the sky, which is the ground.
Wait. So you fly up and hit your ass, which was your head.
Yeah, on the ceiling, which is the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Your dog becomes your owner.
And the dog is a inside out
cat.
Okay.
And this lasts 2 hours.
Yeah. And then at the end of the 2 hours, you're back to normal. And you're like, whoa. That fucking sucked.
So is it individual components or like as a whole? Because like a house, the opposite of a house is what? A car?
Yeah, the opposite of a house is a pool, I'd say.
Okay, so we've seen what happened if I'm just standing in the street.
Yeah.
What if I'm in a building having a business meeting?
Well, then you're out of the building having all that happen to you. having a party... chaos.
And can you just talk me through what a party chaos is?
Party chaos, my dude.
It's like a fist fight, but you're wearing a party hat. Dressed as a clown.
And that's a party chaos.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, if I'm at my kitchen counter eating a bowl of cereal.
Uh-huh.
What happens?
You're in the bath. Shitting.
We're out of
soup.
Okay. I'm shitting soup.
Yeah. Only for a moment before you then turn inside out and just shoot into the sky. So,
which is the ground.
Which is the ground. So who cares? Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
You gotta spoon the cereal in. Down reverse mode. You brace. All of a sudden you're in the bath shitting soup. Whoa! And then you're in the sky, yeah.
And then die, because again...
Yeah, and then 2 hours later, you're back to normal.
Okay, all right, I am a dead skeleton in a graveyard. What happens to me?
You're an alive meat puppet. What's the opposite of a graveyard? Being born.
So we're back to my house pussy.
So... everything that's dead for 2 hours just remembers being born to then die.
Gets born.
And then you're dead again.
Yeah.
Are you born as a baby?
No, you're born as like a meat puppet.
And
what is a meat puppet?
It's like if you took... So you know how a human being is guts, skeleton, and meat?
Yeah.
It's just the meat.
So
I don't know where the guts are. The guts have become bones.
So, okay.
But then...
and the bones have become meat. And the meat... hang on.
Well, if you're a skeleton...
the meat becomes guts.
Yeah.
The guts become bones. The bones become meat. I figured it out. Do we think this is a bad curse?
I think your curse might as well have been once a day, everyone dies.
But then they come back.
Then they come back.
Yeah. Which is bad. Like, eternal death is bad.
Yeah.
What you've described, though, is so baffling that I don't think I would realize for about a month.
Yeah, but also he's interrupted death. That sucks.
Yeah.
Not even death will release me from this curse. I become a meat puppet getting born out of what?
Like a graveyard, but with vaginas instead of graves.
So
what?
Like on the...
So that's like what the graveyard classic, becomes.
So like in a classic horror film where like a skeleton or a zombie kind of rises from the grave like fist first.
Yeah.
That, but like out of...
I guess it would become like a cobbled square full of vaginas that then the meat puppets get born out of. Because that's like the opposite of...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A parkland full of graves that you put the skeletons in.
Yeah, right.
Jackson, you understand.
And I guess the town becomes...
uncursed? Like, that's the opposite of cursed.
What's the opposite of a town?
What's the opposite of cursed?
The opposite of a town would be like farmland?
A field.
It's like city mouse, country mouse.
Yeah. So it becomes a farm. The town becomes a farm.
So...
and a farm would become... well, the farmlands would then become...
so here's the thing, though.
For the towns, yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
Because what do you mean?
No one is there to see it. It's like a... It's like a Schrodinger's town. It's both.
Well, no, because the meat puppets can see it.
No, they're getting born for 2 hours.
Yeah, and then they got 2 hours.
Well, they're born at the beginning of the 2 hours.
Then
they can do what they please. Yeah. Until obviously the 2 hours is up, and then they become skeletons again, and the town people got to put them back in the grave.
So they don't. Okay.
So it doesn't just like go back to the way it was.
No.
Oh God. Okay.
It just all happens in reverse, and you are wherever you were when it first started.
But then if you are where you were when you first started, then the skeletons will be back in the ground.
No, I mean...
So, I'm a skeleton, I'm dead, thank Christ.
Yeah.
I've been
for 2 hours, you're not.
Yeah, I know, I get cursed, I'm back alive, oh no. I've birthed out of an opposite graveyard.
Uh-huh.
I'm now alive in a meat puppet. I then go, well, this is fucked up. I walk into the center of farm.
Uh-huh.
I then try to get a drink, which I guess is
food.
I have a soft food to excite me. And then 2 hours go by. Uh-huh. I then collapse into a skeleton at a bar.
Yeah.
Holding a drink.
Yes, that's what happens.
And then no one cleans me up.
Well, people should.
Well, it's they're not, because there's a lot of things going on. The next day, reverso mode.
Yeah.
What happens to me?
You become a meat man again, I guess.
So just resume.
Yeah. You're back to it.
Okay, I'm not getting birthed again.
I suppose not.
Yeah, it's something.
But then he was dead.
Yeah, well, maybe they go back to the graveyard then.
I suspect that before you said this, you had not thought about it.
I think I've been pretty consistent.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Great curse.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Thank you.
So, beer.
Yeah.
So... what we've got is a town so far that apparently is awesome for Jackson.
Yeah.
Then a town where existence doesn't matter because you've given a 2-hour time limit, but nothing. It
doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's just like a moment where it's like the equivalent of, like, I imagine people getting hit by a car.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it probably feels bad, but it's quick.
Yeah. Well, you go through all of that, then die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's...
It's like taking a lot of shrooms, then getting hit by a car, then dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
While experiencing, I don't know, undeath, but a little bit of death.
If you're scared about it happening,
you're excited.
So
your emotions change.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Everything goes reverse.
So that means that if when you're dying, it probably
it rolls.
Yeah, those 2 hours are probably good then. So it's the opposite of a curse.
Yeah, but then it stops.
Yeah, but then you're back
and you're always wishing what you had.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I missed when I was inside out and had my dick where my eyes were or whatever.
But then, okay. So we got something that made it awesome for you.
Yeah.
Something that I can't even, my human mind can't comprehend.
Yeah, for sure.
I have decided to curse the town in a way where, okay, first of all, not genital related.
Whoa, well done. Okay, well done, yeah.
No one's coming or pissing or shitting.
Okay.
So what I think would be, yeah, good one. This will be a welcome, great time to go to the bathroom. Welcome reprise from the... pissing and shitting and dicks and pussy
and
whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, I was trying to think of a curse of them, like, really great.
Yeah.
Like, really, really wear down...
Like, your patience?
Know, yeah.
No, the town's existence, I reckon.
Okay. Like,
yeah.
If you... this happened to you, it would just slowly grate on you until you lost your fucking mind.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I'm assuming having to suck off a plug before you plug it into the wall, not going to be great for your psyche, but this would be worse. So everything you hear...
okay.
Yeah.
It's just replaced with one sound, whether it be someone breathing, someone talking, footsteps, it's all just one sound.
What's the sound?
Probably something like, ah!
So every single sound.
Every single sound is now, ah! But it's all obviously overlapping because if, look, I'll stop talking for a second. Everyone be quiet. Notice how you can still hear noises?
There's a lot of sounds in the world.
Yeah, and now they're all, ah!
Are they all that loud in that pitch?
Like, no, so obviously distant sounds will just sound like, ah! But they are still that noise in that pitch, yes.
So you know how, like, I think Earth has a frequency.
Yeah, it's got a new one.
Like, as it's rotating.
Yeah.
Like that rumbling kind of thing.
Oh, you mean this one?
Okay. So that's just a background noise.
Yeah.
I like the background noise of, like, the universe.
Well, yeah, the background noise, I guess, because also, obviously, it would be prolonged. Something
yeah.
So, like, one continuous
noise. Okay, yeah, because I wanted to know if it was prolonged or...
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, if it's obviously, like, rotate. Like, so if it's not just, it's like a hum or something, it would be like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, if it's, like, footsteps, like... Fucking also sounds the same.
Nah, because you got like the bed going and shit. So like while you're
okay,
going,
let's
in the bed, like,
let's try and do what fucking might sound like. So I'll do the huh of people making orgasm noises. Zama do the huh of the bed springs, and you do the huh of the wet slicking as okay. You know, the boning occurs.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so okay.
It's crazy because it can arrive at no climax because it's just, I kept wanting to go like to a point, but it just wouldn't be.
Yeah, this is what coming would sound like. This is what hello would sound like.
Like cutting into like a anything. Like I was saying, preparing dinner, like cutting vegetables.
What's that cook?
Dogs barking, cows mewing, it's all the same.
Time to go to the farm.
Oh, the mating call of like any animal is just that.
Do it.
Animals are getting confused.
Can I understand somebody if they talk to me in
well, can you?
Hang on. All right, let's try it.
Okay.
Okay, here's... You're trying to work out where to go for lunch.
You can figure it out.
I think you just have a lot of pointing and gesturing. Also you try and... there's so much going on. I feel like everyone is quiet, everyone is silent, but there it's just... It's
tinnitus
so
sounds like this.
The trick is that there's never really not sound.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to get comfortable in bed.
Take a needle to my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pierce my eardrums.
Yeah, if everybody just goes deaf mode.
Yeah. I thought, yeah. Like, it was in, like, a world where everyone's blind, the man with one eye is king. So in a world where everything is, a man who cannot hear is king.
I guess.
I mean, it's not ideal, but, like, it's better than hearing,
I just stab my ears and write everything, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess when people are looking at you write, they just hear,
not if they also stab their ears. I give it 3 days before anyone stabs their ears.
How upset would you be if you found
out? How long will you guys last? I would be maybe day two.
Yeah.
10 minutes. 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, bad news, it's a curse. Ears don't matter.
Always hearing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've given deaf people like the ability to hear.
Yeah, that's true.
That's nice.
Yeah. But the things that they get to hear are less than ideal.
Yeah. I am famously kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also, what about, you know, like, you're not hearing it, but, like, thoughts.
Oh, so I'm thinking...
So my internal monologue is now, I'm no longer sentient.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am a fungus that moves with the sound of,
I go up to someone, I think, and then I say, and that's my life.
And then as you walk away,
I'm having a shower.
I fall into my base needs, which are mostly, but I know that is hungry, so I guess I'll be chasing a squealing pig, but it's not squealing, it's... As I tear into it and it goes, and I go, and
the craziest thing about this is that, like, when you woke up with it, you wouldn't be able to explain, like, because you might think it's just you. And then you go out and say, you're like, and they're like, and you're like, I still don't really know what's going on.
Is it me that can't understand? Like, have I lost?
Yeah, like, are they saying stuff?
Oh, yeah, I'd be like, something's gone on with my brain. But I wouldn't be. I would just be,
I accidentally kick myself in the head while I was sleeping.
But you wouldn't have that thought.
No.
No, you would think. It's a pretty bad one.
No. I think what you mean when you go, but is... Do you reckon that is going to take a toll on my voice? Do you reckon I should keep making that noise even though we're performing to 400 people in 2 days?
Yeah, I think so.
You are no longer existing.
Well, you just start thinking in pictures, I guess. That's what you got to do.
But what sound does the picture make?
Nothing.
Pictures don't make sounds.
Does anyone here think in pictures?
Do
your pictures make sounds?
Oh, no.
Some people do, some people don't.
No, maybe. So we kind of got a spectrum.
Yeah.
All right. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. We got expelled together.
Yeah.
So,
we cursed together.
How do you stop this curse? Any of them? I assume with mine, it's getting the drawbridge to fuck the back of the town. The back of the town. I was going to say front of the town, but it's nice that we're giving the town anal. That's good.
Town's got to fuck its own ass. I don't know.
To cure this curse, you must take the town and make it fuck its own ass.
That's great to say before the curse was kicked into play.
What?
What?
People grabbing.
They see a dog walk by with a human dick. What?
It's a crab. Like good a bunch luck. Of people grabbing the drawbridge going around the back entrance. I guess. Giant sphincter.
Okay. And they're free and I'm so sad.
Yeah.
How?
You got to walk 10 meters during reverso time.
A challenge?
Oh, yeah.
No, if you're sitting, though.
If you're sitting, though, you're standing. Start,
okay.
Hey, Jackson, if you're dead, walking?
You're alive.
Yeah.
And then and you can walk.
Though. So,
doesn't count if you're dead.
What if you're sleeping? What if you're sleeping?
You're awake.
You're awake.
And, but you're still.
Then you're moving.
Ah.
Yeah, but you're. Uh-oh.
So everyone has one bad moment.
Uh-huh. Then things go back to normal, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And how do we get out of your nightmare?
Communicate at all.
Put together a sentence.
Yeah, you got to tell the queen what's up.
Yeah, okay. Write a novel.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got to write me a book.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck. No, that doesn't count.
Why am I writing screeches?
That's all my thoughts are.
Now, obviously, we are getting expelled from the town together.
Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so obviously we're getting expelled from the town together. And Jackson, obviously, your cure to your reverse mode, it can't be that.
No,
so
let's assume
it's something else.
Yeah. You're also going to make the town fuck its own ass. That'll work for mine, too.
Yeah. Everyone's like, what? That town didn't get an asshole.
The opposite of a town is an asshole. So you understand, you got to understand.
If you don't know where the town's asshole is, I can't help you.
So what happens if you combine all three of our curses?
Ooh. Well,
what's the opposite of a tree pussy?
Tree dick.
Okay.
But it's not a tree anymore, obviously. It's a hole in the ground.
So it's a hole dick.
Yeah.
It's a hole dick.
Yeah, it's a hole dick, but the hole's as deep as the tree was, and the dick's like halfway down. Coming out of, I guess, the earth?
Okay.
But the opposite of ho is
who?
Yeah, so for 2 hours every day, everyone gets a bit of a reprise where they hear what noise?
And then they get rocket in the sky.
Rocket in the sky as I see a squirrel with a giant erection.
So,
as it rains penises,
the squirrel with the giant erection would become an erection with a giant squirrel.
Oh, so it would be like a giant erection or a giant pussy, but with like trees coming out of it, yeah?
No, the tree wouldn't. The tree would be the hole.
Okay. My mistake. I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's bad because like stuff like, you know, sucking off a power cord to plug it in, because then it's like, oh. That's bad.
But I feel like with the... Like there's so many worse things going on. I'm not too concerned.
Yeah.
I guess you're pretty stoked you're not thinking. Mine almost grows a blessing. At least I'm not sentient anymore.
Yeah.
I no longer have thoughts. I'm kind of nice.
Yeah. But
I'm not accepting the fact that I'm inside out or flying into
all
the
I
ocean.
Think is,
yeah.
But the trick is you think, but does that mean a word? Or does it mean...
It's just a noise. It means nothing.
Okay. You're not alive.
Cool. You've become a walking fungus.
Which means you are alive for 2 hours.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So for 2 hours, it's not... I guess it's not really... Like, the opposite of a huh isn't like a... It's like you would have, like, cognizant thoughts.
Yeah. For 2 hours, you're aware of what's happening. Yeah.
Oh,
so in the worst possible time, we've given you awareness of what's going on. So you're like, I'm blissfully non-sentient. I'm basically like a rock.
Yeah.
And then, oh, no, I'm a human being in the worst pain anyone could ever be in.
But for that 2 hours, you become cognizant enough to know what to do to break the curse.
Yeah.
So in that 2 hours, you need to, like...
make the town fuck its own asshole.
Write a novel.
Oh, no.
And then also fuck its own asshole.
Yeah. Do you have to make the town fuck its own asshole twice?
I assume you gotta, like, I don't know, spit roast the town.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Whilst writing a novel.
Yeah.
Well, I know my source material.
In 2-hour chunks with inside out fingers. Inside out toe fingers, because your fingers are toes now. Yeah.
I think
town erotica.
Yeah, it's horny.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, the novel I'm writing
Parts of it is.
Is this horny for anyone? Is this good?
You got to write what you know. And what I know is this town fucking itself.
Imagine, because presumably we got kicked out of the town for what? Stealing a horse?
Yeah. Stealing then punching a horse.
What do you want that horse for?
I assume yelling at the mayor's dog.
Yeah.
I hate you, dog.
Rob my belly.
I'm not gonna do it. I wish you had a human penis.
That's a bad thing to wish. As a curse, I'll buy it. But as a wish, wrong. Bad. No one should wish that.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. It's like sitting up here thinking about what we've just said.
Yeah.
I will say
that
I think this time.
Yeah.
We have made a hell that is so incomprehensible to my feeble human mind that I feel less sick.
Yeah, like there's certainly been less shitting and pissing, which I like.
Yeah. And there was like a low level of cum.
Yeah. It was minimal cum.
Because we didn't ask what reverso cum was.
The cum goes back in.
Oh.
So, like if you had just had sex.
Yeah.
And then down reverso mode.
Whoop.
Straight back in.
But your penis is, like, did I say your neck?
Yeah.
And so I guess cum is babies, actually. Or fully grown adults, actually.
Or like a man.
Yeah, grandmas.
Yeah.
So.
Or skeletons.
Yeah.
An old skeleton.
Yeah.
Dust.
I just, again, cannot even comprehend what you're saying.
So are you like hoovering up a man with your neck?
Yeah, pretty much.
How? What does that?
What does that
look like?
So if you've just come.
Yeah.
So you've been making sweet, beautiful love, feeling top of the world. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes past and you hear reverso mode.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your jaw unhinges and a nan flies into your mouth.
Yeah,
one
pretty
man
much
back or into many your nans.
Many nans. A nan for a nan to every sperm. Yeah.
That's a lot of nans.
And then your nans go into your balls, which are your nipples.
So through your neck into your nipples.
Yeah, I guess.
And then you turn inside out and shoot up.
Yeah. Because up is down. And right is wrong, so this is right. And good is bad, so this is good. Yeah.
Okay. What about, and I fear to ask this, shitting?
Shitting is, the shit becomes like a banana or a spaghetti or whatever you ate and goes into your... What did I say your butthole was?
your mouth, I think.
Yeah, butthole goes in your mouth.
Oh, actually, that's fine. So you just eat spaghetti.
Backwards.
What do you mean backwards?
How do you eat it backwards?
Well, hang on. So I've shat the spaghetti.
Yeah, no, so you've shat a shit.
Does it turn into spaghetti?
It becomes spaghetti. Wait, am I mid-shitting when I reverse a mode?
Let's say no. Let's say you're done.
You're flushed.
I flushed. In the toilet, my shit becomes spaghetti, then flies out of into my mouth. That's fine. It's spaghetti.
It's not fine. That response was correct.
Well, it's bad, but it's good. So,
you're right.
Why is eating spaghetti good?
No, it's bad.
But then I guess swallowing a nan hole is bad, so it becomes
good.
Awesome, yeah.
So coming all of a sudden is fine again.
Yeah. It comes around.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
All right. So we've all come up with very distinct curses.
I think so.
And we've got 70 of our closest friends here.
I think it's
best if we get them to vote on which curse was the worst. Obviously, all three together was the most fucked up thing humanly possible, to the point where I cannot comprehend what we've said.
Can we be part of the vote?
Yeah. So if you've seen Plumbing the Death Star before, the cheering method, we have no time for it. Because if we're like, hey, vote for Jackson, everyone goes, woo! And then we go, vote for Joel Salmon, everyone goes, woo! Yeah. First of all, we can't tell who's voted twice, which is something that's important to us. No rigging of votes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Second of all, really hard to tell because all noise fills the space.
Yeah.
So you all get one clap.
Yeah.
You get to vote. Yeah, that's right. One clap.
Yeah.
So
a singular.
That's it. So when, for example, if I'm like, hey, who thinks Joel Zammit's curse was the worst? 3, 2, 1, clap. You would go...
Beautiful.
Okay, cool. Do we need a practice run?
Yeah.
Now, we say this because you would not believe the amount of times it has fucked up.
Yeah, people don't know how to clap somehow.
And, again, a reminder, the lights are on over you. I can see every single person in the room. If I notice that someone votes twice...
We will be disappointed.
You think this episode was bad?
He'll hit you.
I'm not above hitting fans. I'm from Australia. It's normal there.
Yeah.
Fights are good.
Yeah.
Come warmed
to the
up.
Show, get hit.
Yeah. We talk shit, you get hit. All right. So.
We'll practice one.
All right. So this is a practice vote. So who thinks?
Question, answer. So 3, 2, 1.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Well done. You did it. Good job.
Did you just fucking clap twice in the practice? You stupid.
I take back everything I just said.
Motherfucker.
You fucking idiot.
Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't do it again.
So, if you think that the hellscape, that would be a singular sound that you only hear and that is it.
One sound for everyone, baby. And it's...
Just that over and over again. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. A lot of people
who was
think
tempted
they could...
to instead of clap go.
Oh,
I was. Yeah.
Whoever thinks Jackson's is the worst.
Reverso mode.
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Whoever thinks maybe my whole town is genitals now.
Yeah, yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa!
It's good.
It's good. It's awesome.
I keep making blessings every time we do these.
Every
episodes.
Time you do one, I want to live in it.
That was one vote.
Two times.
And it was the guy who clapped twice, so I can't even...
No, I got two. But it's crazy. Every time we've done this, I mean, the two times we've done this live, he gets to fuck my house.
Yeah, it's happened both times.
Yeah, I keep making sexy houses. I don't know why. Yeah.
It's crazy that everyone's like,
Can and will.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
So, just for the sake of the recording, some fine young gentleman in the crowd raised their hand and said, can you make the house pregnant?
Yes.
I'm not pulling out.
I have a breeding fetish. Let me give my house a cream pie.
Yeah.
I know it's been 10 years, but I really sometimes think maybe this wasn't for me.
Yeah,
I should have picked better friends.
Yeah.
I've got normal friends back in Melbourne.
Yeah, I know.
Cool ones that are probably doing cool shit. It's not saying I'm going to fuck a house and then come in the house.
Yeah, but none of your good friends are letting you picture a house like this trickle cum down the walls.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
This is a bad idea for a show every time we do it. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And we have been Plumbing the Death Star live in London 2022.
Hey, guys, do you think we should do this live?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think it's a good one?
No, I think we should not do this live.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all
wrong? What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.